All right, we'll learn Sif Beis this week. Perhaps Sif Gimel as well. Again, I repeat for you what I mentioned last week as the Hagdama. And the Taz, the first Taz here on Sif Beis, will make the same statement. The basic idea that you have to have for Hilchus Taruvus is that there's a difference between a mixture, a taruva is a mixture of mimbe minai, or a taruva is a mimbe einai minai, which means as follows. If you have a taruva is of mimbe einai minai, of one type with another type, for example, a mixture of basar with vegetables, someone's cooking a vegetable soup, and a piece of meat falls into the vegetable soup, it needs shishim to be bottled. Min be'einai minai needs shishim to be bottled. That's a din Torah, that's a din d'oraisa. If there's 60, it's bottled. If there's no 60, it's not bottled. What about min be'minai? What happens if you have two things which are the same min? You're cooking a chicken soup, which is chicken, and a treifa piece of chicken falls in together with the kosher chicken. By min be'minai, Mina Torah, min b'minai is batel b'ray. Mina Torah, it's batel as long as you have more kosher chicken than treifa chicken. Midrabanan, gazru minai, atu einai minai. Even minai also needs shishim, but only midrabanan. And the nafka mina will be the focus of what we're learning today. The difference if it's min b'minai, which is an issur drabanan b'shishim, or min be'einai minai, which is an issa da'iraisa b'shishim. Of course, the nafkamina we're going to learn about is a suffix. If it's a suffix of a da'iraisa, then we're machmir, and a suffix of a drabanan, then we're makel. Suffix drabanan l'kula, suffix da'iraisa l'chumra, as you all know. Now, you have to realize the importance of Sif Beis and Gimel in that very often when someone calls with a shaila, it's either difficult or impossible to estimate if there's shishim. Someone calls and asks a shaila, he asks them, well, is there shishim in the soup against what fell in? And sometimes they tell you they don't know just because it's hard to estimate. But then we try to calculate. But sometimes they don't know because some of the soup has been consumed. In most of our homes, nobody puts treifas willingly into a pot of kosher. And by the time you realize there's a shaila, some of it has been consumed, has been poured off, and it's no longer possible to physically measure if there's shishim. So that's the focus of Sif Beis. Because Sif Beis will say that if it's min b'minai in your mesopik, then it's a suffix to rabban and you're allowed to be mekel. If it's min b'einai minai and you're not sure, then it's a suffix to raisa, you have to be machmir. And then it'll bring a third case. What's the third case? You have mimbe minai, mimbe einai minai, and third case will be min with minai and einai minai. If you have a chicken soup with vegetables, so and a piece of tray for chicken falls in, that'll be the third case where min falls into minai and einai minai. The first two cases will be easy. The third case is the difficult one. So we're going to learn Sif Beis. We're going to skip the Ramah initially, just to get the flow of the Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to come back to the Ramah. Sif Beis. That piece of chicken, if it's recognizable, certainly has to be removed. And you still need shishim against the bliyos that came out. As a rule, in Taruvis, we'll have one exception later, but as a general rule, any time you have Isser that falls into Heter, we say you measure 60, you measure against the entire piece that fell in, even though obviously some of the piece remained, you're taking it out. But since we're not bekiyim to measure kabanofik minei, how much went out, we always measure shishim. So that if a piece of treifa chicken fell in, you need shishim against the entire piece of treifa chicken, despite the fact you're pulling it away, pulling it out, throwing it into the garbage, but you still need shishim against the entire piece that fell in. Dr. Shulchan Aruch, Chim Nisayim Min B'minai. If you have a mixture of min b'minai, two things that are the same min, one is kosher, one is treif. It's v'nishbach. And then the contents of the pot were spilled out. Be'inyin she'en yechaylin lamed olav l'sharay. In a manner in which it's impossible now to measure if there's 60. So it's a suffix. What do you do? Suffix Shulchan Aruch. Im noida shahaya rubai heter. If you know for sure this Raiv heter, you're just not sure of the shishim mutter. So it's a suffix. De rabbanan lakula. And then it's mutter. Chayit pashit. Vim loy noida shahaya rubai heter. And if you don't know that there's even Raiv of heter, then it's aser. Because Raiv, min b'minai needs Raiv min ha-taira. So if you're not sure that Raiv is heter, then obviously it's aser. Skip the Ramah. Continue with the Shulchan Aruch. Avo, im nisariv b'she'enai minai v'nishbach. But if it got mixed, min b'enai minai, as I said, a piece of meat into a vegetable soup, and it spilled out in a manner in which it's impossible to measure it. Even if you know it's right heter, so it's still osir because min bein aminai needs shishim in atayra. That's called tam ki ikur dairaisa. That the taste which goes in is like the ikur itself which went in. Tam ki ikur dairaisa is osir. And that remains also. So these are the two so-called easy dinim. And now we get to the difficult one. This is all lach balach. We're all talking here where it's cooking and it's a mixture of what we call lach balach, liquid and liquid, or something cooking and something cooking where bleas can travel. The chiddush is case number 3, and this is going to be the subject of a debate. I'll try to explain the lumdus. If something got mixed with minai and einai minai, so you have to imagine a soup that's a vegetable and chicken soup. So just to make it simple, let's say you have a large pot of soup and you have two drumsticks in there that are kosher, and one which is treif. Now, it's all cooking in this one big pot. Now, obviously, if you have shishim against the treif, there's nothing to talk about. The whole thing is certainly mutter. The question now is, if you're not sure, if you're mesupik, if you're not sure if there are shishim in the pot against the treif of piece of chicken. Now, before we look, just hechid adayin adina lahaydina. How should we look? What should we do? What's the logic? Two ways, obviously, of looking at it. What? I'll tell you what. Just go to chumra. It's easy to go to chumra. The first is you have to.
It can be bottled already.
So one way to say is, well, the minai, the one tray for drumstick, is bottled with the two kosher. So why should it matter that there's more here? Who cares that there's more here? It should be mutter. Let's ignore the eina minai. Go for the kula dika side. That is, that the one drumstick with the two should be bottle bereived, and then who cares about the rest? You say to be machmer, why?
To
be machmer, we should say lachayr. We should say, what do you mean? This tray for drumstick gave taste into the vegetables. If it gave taste into the vegetables, that's it. It's a deraisa. Who cares that there's also kosher there also? Lamaisa gave taste into the aminai.
But
that's it's not to be
bottled. The time itself is bottled. Should be bottled. That time has time. The time of the chicken. The other.
The time of the chicken itself should be bottled.
With the other time of the chicken.
With the other chicken.
So yeah. It's not recognizable in the time of the issue.
The time heter.
Okay, so we're going to see the two ways of looking at it, and then we'll try to understand what they argue in, and then the halach. We're assuming they were all put in together. If they go in separately, we'll deal with that in the Taz. In the long Taz separately. Now we're assuming they were all put in together. Everything was put into the pot, and the pot was put on the fire in one shot. Okay, we'll see. Again, I'm not talking about Zachazel. Let's wait. You're right, but let's see the Shulchan. What's the tzad to aser? Okay, we're going to learn the Shulchan Aruch is meikel, the shach is machmir. So let's learn both, and we'll see the true two tzadim. This sif has three machloi, three cases where the shach argues, and the first is here. Again, the minisayer bebinai ubishein aminai. V'nishpach be'inyi she'en yuchayin lamed olav l'shara. V'noida shaya rubai heter. Meminai. So what do you do? So there's a din that the Shulchan Aruch calls Rayin. In the Gemara Lashon it's called Saleik, which I'll explain in a minute. Rayin, a she'enai minai ki ilu einai. We look at the einai minai as if it's not here. We look at the vegetables as if they're not here. Vashar, minai rabba alavu mevatlai. What are you left with? The two kosher drumsticks, the one trefa drumstick. Rebai, minai is rabba alavu mevatlai. The minai is mevatl the einai minai. The suffix shishim were meikel, raiv is meikel min atayra. So what is what about atayra? The fact that they have vegetables, so the Shulchan Aruch is irrelevant. So the Shulchan Aruch is meikel, it says, what the Gemara calls a saleik. Remove the ein aminai, ignore the ein aminai, and look only at the minai. The minai is bottle. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's mutter.
So this has to be minishpah?
Yeah, if it wouldn't be nishpah, it would be aser, because min b'minai need shishim. Midrabanan it needs shishim. Gazru minay atu einai minay. So midrabanan it needs shishim. So if you know there's no shishim in the soup, it's a chaser. You have to remember everything we're learning today is all by stakes. That's why we're going according to the derais. So midrabanan it always needs shishim. We're talking where you're not sure if there's shishim, which is, as I said, a very common situation. You're not sure if there's shishim. You go bust the deraisa. In the deraisa, the minai rabba lava mavatlai, it's enough rive against minai.
If you're looking at two things with kiffin, and a question, and one that was trade, you know that it's not shishim.
Yeah, right. I'm giving a poor example because I'm telling you there are two drumsticks at one. It has to be a suffix if the shishim and minai against the tray for drumsticks. So I'm giving a poor example. So there was an abundance of chicken. You're not sure if there was shishim, but you're sure there was rive. Right? My example with two drumsticks in one is not a suffix shishim. Oh, that's a very big drumstick. No, we're telling you lach lach. So it means that there was an abundance of chicken. You're not sure if the chicken was shishim against the trefa drumstick. So we look at min b'minai, and that's mevatel. And the einai minai is saleik. We ignore the einai minai. That's the sheet of the mechaber. What? How can you ignore it? It's there. Talk to Shach. How could you ignore it? It's there. The Shach is Sivkot Neches. I know we're skipping a very long Shach. That long Shach goes on the Ramah. We'll get back to it. And we'll get back to Shach Zayin as well. Shach Ches. In the Sarah B'minai B'sheinai B'minai B'emes Tzorech Yun B'din Zeh. So the Machmirim will be happy with the Shach. Dator B'shem Arashba. Hoitzi Din Zeh M'may Dam Rinan. The Shach learns it out from a Gemara. Now, you have to know, the Gemara has a reverse case. The Gemara's case is going like Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that min b'einai minai needs shishim in atayra, and min b'minai is kuladik and needs raiv. So we'd rather remove the einai minai and just look at the minai. Rabbi Yehuda and the Gemara holds the reverse. Rabbi Yehuda holds, yeah, min b'einai minai needs shishim. But min b'minai ain't a bottle of oil. Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'minai is never bottle. So Rabbi Yehuda's case, we say salik the other way. We take away the minai and we measure only the ainai minai. So the Gemara has a reverse case. So he brings that. Hator b'shem Rashba haitzi din zem emay damrina reines minai kilu ainai lahakel b'she'ainai ribay rabba lava mevatlai l'man d'islai min b'minai l'batla akal l'shayna. He says there's a katzap of Saleik in the Gemara, which in the Gemara is a reverse case. So the Shach, loy dami klal. The Hassam, what's the Chumra there? Minai. The Minai, lav benois and tam asam. Minai doesn't give taste. You can't taste chicken and chicken. It does the second piece doesn't give a different taste. Hilka chamrin and rainis milai, ke'ilu einai, don es batal b'she'enami. Aval hocha, frek the Shach. How could you say we look at the vegetables as if they're not there? Saif, saif, they are there. Hashtonais and tabishein aminai. The treifa drumstick is giving taste to the vegetables. It can't have a suffix deraisa. Dimaloyaya sabach. Vinos and tab. Vechin hisig mashal. Be iser veheta shaloi. That's a common abbreviation in Hilchas Taruvas. Beis Aleph Vav Shin. The Shach is not quoting the Ar Sameach, as some might teach it. Right, Bar Sameach is Be'isr Veheter Shalai. There are two Svarim Issa Veheter. There's a Kadmoin, Sefer Issa Veheter, and there's a Marshal, Sefer Issa Veheter. So those of you who have the new Shulchan Aruch are not challenged, because they spell out the abbreviation. But it's Be'isr Veheter Shalai Simen Pehei, Be'sifrei Perek Kol Abasa. So this is the Shach's Kasha. The Shach says, how could you say Saleik? Now the Shach concedes that in our case where a drumstick falls in, the Shach says, I'm asking, all the chicken is mutter. You pull out the chicken, all the chicken is mutter, because the chicken is min b'minai. You dry off the chicken, you clean off whatever's on it, and the chicken is min b'minai. The chicken, I'm asking, he says, is mutter. He says, that's the Lashon HaRashba, that the minai is mutter. But you are to be mutter the rest of the soup, have you been mutter the soup? The treifa drumstick gave taste into the soup.
The
so therefore, it's awesome.
The
tom
of the chicken, then both of them should be bottled.
But there was tom of the old chicken also.
Okay, this is the Shach's opinion. You're right. One second. So the Shach says that when you have, again, a piece of kosher chicken and numerous pieces of treifa, one piece of treifa chicken, and you have kosher chicken, and you can't look just at the chicken without being the vegetables. Because the vegetables will be lay up in everything. The Taz defends the Shulchan Aruch. You take out the chicken, but you're not sure if there was shishim in the chicken initially. You let it cool. It was nishbach. Yeah, that's what I said. There has to be a lot of drums. There was a lot of chicken. You don't know if it was shishim. And now, when you take out the minai, which is a suffix shishim, where we're going to be makel. This min b'minai, we're makel on a suffix. We can't be makel on the vegetable soups. The Taz defends the Shulchan Aruch. The Taz says what you were saying. Now listen carefully, and then I'll take the question. The Taz says, 1 minute. You're tasting chicken in the vegetables. What are you tasting in the vegetables? A taste of chicken that's a mixture of some treifa chicken and some kosher. That mixture, minatayra, is bottled. The isser is bottled in the heter. So the resulting mixture, that mixture, is mutter. So the Taz says that, what's a shas kasha? That lomaisi are tasting the treifa chicken in the rest of the vegetables. If there's no shishim, you have the taste deraisa. So the Taz, what do you mean? The taste of the treifa chicken was already bottled in the kosher chicken. The Aruch HaShulchan explains what they're arguing in is an expression that we have often: if issa nasa heter. And I'll explain. Let's say I have a piece of treifa chicken and rive of kosher chicken. And that mixture now gives taste. What am I tasting? What am I tasting? I'm tasting all the chicken. I'm tasting the treifa chicken too. The treifa chicken, kosher chicken. If there is no shishim, I'm tasting everything. The Shach tain is, I'm tasting everything. I'm tasting isser. Because the Shach holds, ain isser nasahet. When the taste of isser, min b'minai, mixes, it's Isser and Heter. It's Alacha, min HaTorah, it's Mutter, it's Batul Baray. But it's still a mixture of Isser and Heter. So therefore, when it gives taste into the vegetables, there's Isser there, and it's Aser. The Taz says, no, Isser Nasa Heter. When you have Isser, treifa chicken, that gets mixed into rive of kosher chicken, min HaTorah, the mixture of the Blias is Mutter, because min HaTorah, min Bimina, is Batul Baray. Isser nasa heter, the isser that went into the treifa chicken, into the kosher chicken, the mixture of chicken taste, is min haTorah, totally mutter, 100% mutter, and therefore when it goes into the vegetables, it's mutter, because isser nasa heter. The Shach doesn't all agree. The Shach says, what do you mean? The chicken taste is a mixture of kosher chicken taste and trefa chicken taste. Mina Teira, if it's rive, it's bottled, that you can eat the chicken. But when it gives taste into the vegetables, tam kikadei raisa, and everything is giving taste. All the pieces of chicken are giving taste into the vegetables, and therefore it's awesome. This is the machlaikis, again I'll explain, the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz are mekel, because they hold saleh, look only at minai. The minai is bottled, it's all heter, min ha-teira. And now, when it goes into the vegetables, it's only a shayla v'drabanan, and nishpach is mutter. And the shach holds no, the iser doesn't become heter. When the iser mixes into the other chicken, it's bottle barayv, you're allowed to eat it, because the Torah said bittul barayv. But this tam iser, that's when it goes into ein aminai, it could give taste, and it could aser. So this is the lamdis of this machlaikis, if iser nasa heter, if the iser that goes in is considered to be a heter in the tarumis, when it goes into the other vegetables. Tobis basachas. As long as it's what we call makusha, as long as it's all in one pot, we never say that. If you're going to say that, you'll never have bottled shisha. Let's say I have tray for have a vegetable soup, and a piece of tray for chicken falls. Let's say shisha falls in. Why don't you say maybe first it went into the potato? There's a sweet potato. Maybe it went into the sweet potato before it spread out. There's a rule called makusha. Makusha means everything that's in one pot together, it spreads and it's one spreading that we're down on it all together. We don't say maybe when here first, there first. No, makusha is everything in the pot is cooks at once. Yes.
What do you say? You say
the vegetables
came off. Now the chicken is the layer from the vegetables. They go back and forth. So how
can
the chicken be moved?
It sounds like a case of Ein Anesa Yochel Eser. It really is. It's a little complicated to go into, but we have a chance. If you look at the Rim Kivega, I did not get to last week. It's what you're talking about is a get to that. I'm probably not going to have time to get to it. But
I'm shachet. You look at it first it's bottled already the minoy, and then once it's already bottled minoy, that's only the rest of the minoy for the motor.
I should explain that. It can't be the arguing, do you go two steps, don't you? That's a Gemara. Gemara says that you could look at all, you're allowed to look at the steps separately, even though it'll happen simultaneously. You're allowed to be makel and do it that way. The Shach agrees that you can go in steps. He just says the steps don't help. Because when the trefa chicken is bottled in the kosher chicken, it's now a mixture of chicken taste, which now when it goes into the vegetables, the Yisr has koyach to asim in atayra. Because it's only bottled in the minai, because it's not nice and tam. Because chicken and chicken is that nice and tam. But in the Eina Minai, that is not bottled.
Okay, it is nice and tam. The other side. The first case, right.
Yeah, but we see the concept of Saleh. To compare. Yeah, okay.
Why
we look at the chicken separately?
Yeah.
Because we want to remove this in the Raisa. So, because it's a Safik, we want to get it to it to be a Derabanan. So when we look at the whole pot, it's a shell of the Raisa, it's Min and Tein and Minai. So it's our benefit to judge the Min B'Minai separately, because Min B'Minai only needs Raiv Min HaTaira. So it's our benefit to judge that the taste of Isser went into Minai, where it has the ability to be bottled and raiv. And then, once we have that kula, we accomplish that it's bottled. So Shulchan Aruch says, now once it's bottled, it can't pass the vegetables. So the reason we're trying to separate them is to take the more kuladik method of measurement.
Okay.
Because
it's still one time.
Yeah, but in the Metzius, as long as the taste is halachically bottle, everything becomes mutter. Or if there's a bottle here, a bottle there, as long as it's bottle in one manner or another.
Not
what? You put it in l'chatzila. But once it happens, you can calculate this the lechatzilah.
Suffolk the gift we had shushim or not. Then suffolk if the taste of the non kosher was metal.
No,
the
taste of the now, when the trif fell into the existing mixture.
It all happened all at one time.
You
had a pot with everything, the treif, the kasher, the mina. You prepared a chicken soup in a pot that was cold. You put in everything. You put it on the stove simultaneously.
There's no question about the sari, the mina, the ina mina.
Simultaneously with both.
But that was not the pot.
It fell to both together. As long as they're both together, it's fine.
Mina and ina.
Just to look back, what people are asking, the Taz, on the bottom two lines, again, in our print, I'm sorry. In the bottom two lines in our print on the second side, on page Rechol Rechav Zayin, the Dover Pashut. And you did, that's the Taz, Sifkat Nehei, smack in the middle if you want to find it. And it says Dover Pashut. Just that's there's a star with a half parenthesis. Dover Pashut, Shekad Loi Mari, El Shenisar Bepamachas, Minoi Deinai Minoi. It's pashut. This whole thing is talking, as I explained it, were mixed simultaneously with mina and einay mina. Avo, im nisarev tchila im einay mina. If first you're cooking treif of meat in a vegetable soup, va'achakach nitaisiv shaminay, and later you added more meat or more chicken, it's too late. Vaday kvar, what's the abbreviation? Vaylas nevela. Kaidim Shabbala Shaminai, Kenai's Daiti. Then it's already Nasan Avail, it's already Aser. And then, that's what I said, that it would be a Dabar Pashut, that it would be Yisr. Once it's Yisr, there's nothing that, nothing can be Makel and be Betarin.
What is that in the
other
page?
The beginning of Hay.
What about in the other page?
In the first time, it's Mimbi Minai, and it's a Safik.
And then
the Eid of Minai.
Then it's Mas Mota, the fire. And then you put it into the vegetable soup.
If it was first in Mina, and then you put it in, it would come back to the same machlokes between.
So when you say
it's an important thing. It's actually Beferish and Hilchot and the Hilchos Taruvos. Just as an aside, when we talked about it, Issa Nasa Heter, it's Nageya, every time you have in your home a Shaila that's Mutter al Spittel Barayt. Let's say there are certain cases that are mutar spittle b'rayt. Let's say a person has a yavish b'yavish. She has a piece of cooked chicken. Everything was cooked separately. One is a piece of treif chicken. One, two are kosher. And they mix yavish b'yavish. They're not cooking. They just got confused in a mixture. Now you have three pieces. It's batel b'rayt. We don't say issa nasa heter. We say it's mutar, but you have to throw one away. You can't be mad to all three or put all three into a pot to cook because there's zicha issa there. So, to address your question, if you cook first min b'minai, then the issa, according to the shakta, issa is still issa. It's not going to help you. It's not nasa heter. Okay? All right, we'll get to that. That's to the side.
You take out the chicken. Let's say you took out those three pieces of chicken.
Right.
But there's a drop of gravy.
Where?
After you moved it. And a little bit, and those, they get mixed together. This will come. You have to make sure you don't eat anything that.
No. God, you remember, you're allowed to eat Tam Isser if it's Batul Barayt and Minai, Minai Taira. It's a suffix for the Darabonah to take care of the suffix.
You should be Chayav and Shishim there.
Yeah, but the Darabonah, you are Chayav and Shishim. I'm saying where the Shishim is a suffix, it's a suffix Shishim. Talking here that's a suffix Shishim. You took it out, it's a suffix shishim. You don't know if it's shishim. Right. That's the case. Mimbe mina, you don't know if it's shishim, but you're sure it's right. Mm-hmm. So mina, the drabbana is taken care of because it's a suffix. That's right. The drabbana is taken care of because it's a suffix. So all you need is the daraisa, which is right. So mina, tell you, you'll not eat it once it's right.
Why is it not a steer?
Later on,
I can get
to it here. I will talk about it after, okay? Because it's yavish b'yavish, yes, lachalach. We have three cases. Again, the two easy cases and the one quite confusing case. The easy case was Mimbe Minai Safik is Mutter. If it's just Mimbe Einai Minai Safik, it's Aser. And then the Saleik or Ryan when it mixes with both. The Shachitaz here address a fourth case. The case of min be'enai minai, where it's a suffix shishin. You have a case in your house where something fell into a mixture. It's min be'enai minai. You call up a rav. The rav asks, is it shishin? And you say, I don't know if it's shishin. Too late to measure. I already served some of it. I'm not sure if there's shishim or there's no shishim. So it's min be'enai minai. We said, we're machmir, because min be'enai minai is a suffix derais in lachum. You have to realize, if the nidain is itself an issa derabbanan, let us say the thing that was put in was trefa wine, stam yeinam, which itself is only an issa derabbanan. So you put wine into a pot of something that's cooking, and you're not sure of the shishim, and it's min be'enai minai. You call up a rav, he says, you're not sure of the shishim? He asks you, is it min be'enai ena minai? You say, enai minai. Enai minai means it's aser. So the shachita say, yeah, that's by an issa deraisa. If the issa itself is an issa derabbanan, so by an issa derabbanan, that's a single suffix derabbanan lakula. It's a suffix shishim. Again, it's a suffix derabbanan. And suffix derabbanan is lakula. What type of issa derabbanan do we have in our homes? Huh? Chicken and milk. Shilas of chicken and milk. Let's look now at Shach Zayin. Shach Zayin addresses this issue of Kosev B'Toyres Chatos. You should know the Toyres Chatos is the Ramah's Sefer on Dinei Issa V'Het. It's the Ramah speaking. Kosev B'Toyres Chatos Klal Pehei Din Yud Gimel B'Shem Issa V'Het Klal Lamed Zayin. Dafilu im nafa chalav lebasar oif shuhud rabbanan. Even if milk and basar oif and poultry, which basar b'chalav of poultry and milk is a drabbanan, afilu hachi im nishbach aser. He's saying not what I said. Hold on. He says nevertheless, if it falls into a mixture, it's aser. Hayo v'tam ki'ikah deraisa. Since the rule is a deraisa dika rule, tam ki'ikah. Therefore, even chicken and milk, by a suffix, needs a suffix is lachomra. V'chei pasach b'simanav, frek d'shach v'hu temua. This makes no sense. Hamakamakai, afilu ikur basa b'chalav d'oif gufei, eni elamid rabbana. Even if you have literally chicken that you cooked with milk, it's still a drabbana. In Cain, have a sveka drabbana lakula. It should say, Savid Rabbanu Lakula, what's going on with this? This is a Veheter. Vachim Uchiz Lehedya, Memashevi Arashba Varan Vishar Paiskim, Raya Le'isr, Shula Faneinu, Vyev Shalamid Al Shiurai. They bring a Raya to a case that's where you have a pot in front of you and you can't measure it. They ain't ten lahakul, and they compare it to Khal. Khal is an utter. The Surah Drabbanan, the Khalaf Shkut Drabbanan. The case there that they talk about Safi Drabbanan is the udder of a cow, which the milk in the that's still in the udder that didn't come out when it was alive is an issa derabbanan. V'daik, and if you look there, you're medaik, you'll see the rai v'chein v'ayin sefkat and tes chein l'kamon simi kufyur alef aminan bein issa derabbanan bein shir derabbanan taimun lahakul. So he says, what's going on with this issa v'heter? How is this issa v'heter machmir? We're making say if it's an issa derabbanan, say if it's a shir derabbanan. He says, ah, aval hama'ayin b'issa v'heter yireh. The harav like kivin yafe. If you look into the issa v'heta, you'll see harav means the ramah. That when the ramah quoted the issa v'heta like kivin yafe, he wasn't mechaven properly. The zel shayne sam din tezvav in nishbuchu amayim shepekideira lacha nefila seyser. If it's a case where the mixture spill, v'safikim hayisham shishim etzilai lai asif. You're not sure if there were 60. Kasa b'smak shenayin karabenu tam. The din kikah deraisa, the donim b'sveika l'chumra, al kain, afilu nafa chalav l'tavshel shabasa oif, de'ein chilek, atam l'shaynai. Now that's the issa v'heta. He says even basa oif is asa. Ratzalai me'ein chilek. Ah, da'ozal l'tamei. The issa v'heta is going l'shitasai. Shekasa b'chal mem din vav. The basa oif b'chalav havi. Deraisa. This is the heta paskins, basa b'chalav and oif is deraisa.
Beichilik by basayif lebehema b'chol mili akal l'shaynai. Chekasa b'kama duchti. And that's this Aveta sheet all over the place. Avala mayda kaimulam peizayin the basayif b'chol d'rabanam sheet the tongue kan l'hakol v'zeborur. So here, the Shach argues with the Ramah, with the Teres Chatos, and he holds basayif b'chol v'zeborur. And therefore we have a kula, and we pass him like the Shach. And therefore we have a kula that basayif b'chol is a drabanan. And if you have a case of nishbach, which involves poultry and milk, then you could be mekel. It would seem to follow, if you're cooking a soup, and you would like to know if you have to wait 6 hours from fleishiks in the soup. And in the soup, there was some fleishiks put in the soup. If the fleishiks is batel b'shishim, then it's a shayla of a drabanan. Waiting 6 hours is always a drabanan. So if you, alright, in the soup, you need shishim, that's the rice, that's mimbe einai minai. Okay, you can't really have a case of mimbe minai, of waiting 6 hours. Mimbe minai, all the chicken is all fleishik. Okay, so here, if you're misupik about waiting the 6 hours, I was right in the beginning. If you're misupik, why would you have a soup? You're not sure of the shishim connected to the meat that's in it. Right? There's meat in it, you're not sure of the shishim. And do you have to wait 6 hours? That's a suffix. Drabanan, waiting 6 hours is suffix drabanan, which is lakula. If you're not sure if there was 60 in the mixture.
Is that
suffix drabanan. And I have to add, if the balabusta added it, it's a milsa davida lataima, it was added for the taste, so we assume it gives taste.
Yeah.
It would be a case. What?
That's also
drabanan. Milsa davida lataima, no. You really have to see if you can taste it. Doesn't feel the time it could be the rice. But the case would be where you happen to have a mixture left, or what?
If you could taste it,
there's not bubble. There's no question. So we have here this cooler, chicken soup in yeshiva. No, there's no chicken in it.
Chicken soup.
I always remember that we had this nidain over the gefilte fish in yeshiva, whether it's mezainis or shahakol, because it's all matzah meal. There's very little fish in it, and I don't even know the halacha. I'm not sure what the thing is. If it's mezainis. What? Oh, so the Taz defends the Ramah. The Taz in the end of Hay defends the Ramah. That since the Ramah held that since basar oif b'cholav is kariv to a deraisa, it's not like every derabanan. It's kariv to being a deraisa. It's similar to basar behema. So the Taz defends the Ramah in that. But halacha l'maaseh, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva, and he says we pass like a shach. Rabbi Kiva Eger's the tshuvas chadoshes of the Rabbi Kiva Eger simas samaches. He says the halacha is like the shach, and therefore. We have a kula, the shach's kula. So we have here a chumra of the shach so far and a kula of the shach. The chumra of the shach, he didn't hold of salek. He didn't hold of this third din that you could look only at minay. And we have a kula of the shach that all the rabbanans you could zicha be meikel. And even basayif b'chalav, you could also be meikel.
Is the sefer of the Ramah is available?
The Teres Chatos is available, yeah. So it's available.
Why never give a case of chicken? Why never give a case of meat also? It's also the Rabbanan to wait 6 hours.
Yeah, waiting 6 hours, I could have spoken about meat. All right, now we skip the Ramah. Let's go to the Ramah. And really, to understand the Ramah, I have to just preface something which maybe you do know, maybe you don't know.
In the first case of Ramah,
right. The Chachmas Adam says, "Behefsim meruba, you could be meikel." That's the lashon of the Chachmas Adam. Behefsim meruba v'tzayrich mitzvah. I wasn't sure if he meant behefsim meruba and a tzayrich mitzvah, or behefsim meruba or a tzayrich mitzvah. Probably means or. He says in the machlekes, if you say saleik, the Shulchan Aruch and Taz said you do say saleik, and the Shas said you don't. So the Chachmas Adam says that behefsim meruba, you could be meikel. When we learn Yeridaya, Rav Pam held the Chachmas Adam as the Pesach Achrayim. In Mechleksin, when there's no clear psak, he held the Chachmas Adam to be the Pesach Achrayim, and that's generally the way we go here in Yeridaya. Now, the Lomdis of Tam Keiker. Min HaTorah,
We only have a concept of bittel barayif. Achri rabbel nahatayif. You go back to rayif. Where does shishim come from? So you have to understand, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, shishim. What we learn out of the pasuk is that tam is ke'ikr. That if something gives taste, it's like the thing itself. So that we learn from the Chumash that if you take treif and neat, you cook it with a potato, the potato itself is treif. That's called tam ke'ikr. What does that mean? It means it's nice and tam. It gives taste. If you take a potato out of the cholent, it doesn't taste like a boiled potato. It tastes like a potato that was cooked with meat. It tam ke'ikr. It gave taste. It's like the ikr. We pask in tam ke'ikr deraisa that giving taste is a din Torah. How do you get shishim? Chazal estimated that if you have 60 in the heter against the yisr, you're allowed to assume there is no taste. So that if you cook, you take 60 potatoes and a piece of meat that's the size of one of them, and you cook them in a pot, the assumption is the potatoes will not have the taste, it's mutter. If you eat the potatoes and you taste the meat, it's still awesome. But you're permitted to assume that shishim, that there's no taste. That's the source of the number shishim. Now that's only for shishim. There are certain isurim, like orla is batel b'masayim. That's nothing to do with taste. We don't have exeris hakasim. Or certain things under yayin nesach is now is us is b'mashu. Why is yayin nesach asa b'mashu? Well, wherever we know it from, avodah zarah asa b'mashu. That's nothing to do with taste. Tam ki'ikr, whenever we talk about giving taste, the number is shishim. That's where the source of shishim is. Min b'minai doesn't give taste. If you cook chicken and chicken, you can't discern the other piece of chicken when you eat the kosher piece of chicken. So that's why tam ki'ikr is min ha'tayra, min b'minai is batel b'rayif. Because there is no taste. If there's no taste, it's batel b'rayif. So that's the rule that we started with today, we started with last week. Min b'minai min ha'tayra is b'rayif. Because there is no taste. So the din Torah stoma is always right. Min be'enai mina yeshishim. Why? Because it gives taste. Yes?
We've left the taste of a trema.
It's an excellent question. I was waiting for someone to ask it. I want to get to it after. Okay? I'll get to it. The first prima God who talks about it, but I wanted to go in order. Yes?
Right.
We'll discuss that shortly. Let's learn the Rama. Ulinya mimbimina, Zakta Rama, Linya mimbimina, Yaslina basa shma. You don't go according to taste, you go basa shma, according to its name. Imushava, if it has the same name, have a mimbimina. Then two things that have the same name are mimbimina. Avalai Yaslina basa taima, Imushava Ilai. I don't care if the taste is the same. I care if the name is the same. So that if I have shuman, fats, and basar meat, that's min be'ein aminai. One's called fats, one's called meat. Aye, fatty meat tastes the same as fats. Sounds like the Ramah is saying that no, min be'einai has nothing to do with taste. It has to do with shma. It has to do with the name that it has. Now, if you look at this gigantic shach, Sivkot and Vav, he goes to town on this Ramah. It will be easier for us to learn the Be'er Hetiv Sivkot and Zayin, where he condenses the shach. On the bottom, Be'er Hetiv Zayin. Hashach, Chaylik al HaRamah. Not only the shach, the whole world argues on this Ramah. Ve'evi kamarayis shenapachu. See, it's flesh and yam kaidin Purim. Shenapachu, it's just the opposite. Hakayel haylech basa taima v'alei basa shema. Who cares what the name is? The whole concept is taste. Tam ke'ikr. The whole concept is taste. Now the truth is, it's a Gemara. Gemara Avodah Zarah says you go basa shema. It's a Gemara. She says rak b'yayin nesach. The Gemara is talking about yayin nesach. Oy takruvus avodis kechavim. Da'asa b'mashu b'minam. That is an Issa Mashu, it's not Shishim. Oh, it's not Shishim. Chedav Sheshem Atirim. Doi Batul Klal B'minam. Which is a rule that it's not Batul Min B'minai. B'zeh, Aslina Basa Shema, B'loi Basa Taimu. There's nothing to do with taste. Things that are bottled in 200 or that are bottled b'mashu, asa b'mashu, that has nothing to do with taste. You go b'sa shema. Avo b'dovish and nisvatl b'shishim has lina b'sa taima, afilu yavish b'yavish, gamkan has lina b'sa taima. V'akasev shigiyu devarim elu lefnei kama g'dayli hadar, v'skimu imai gama g'ayn reb yoshia, omar shedvarim berurim heim. You see how the shach had to go around to the g'dayli hadar, because he held that this is a peledic ramah, and the truth is, it's a pliya. What did the Ramah mean here? The truth is, for halacha l'maisi, you could forget this Ramah. I mean, you shouldn't forget it because it's Torah. But nobody paskins that min b'mina, you go basa shema. Everyone holds you go basa taima. I don't know, lamb chops and meat have the same taste?
No.
They don't have the same taste. Veal and meat have the same taste?
No.
No, it's just softer, a different taste. You see, you come from a butcher family, and it's no raya. To go at a non kfeilo at home. It's, but, so we go basa taima. The Aruch HaShulchan defends this Ramah. He can't totally defend the Ramah because you go basa taima. What the Aruch HaShulchan says is perhaps the Ramah meant there are certain things that are kroivim b'tam, that are very close to taste. They're not identical, but they're close, such as fats and meat. The fats of the meat and the meat are very close in taste. So it's hard to say, is that minay or is it not minay? So perhaps, what?
A fat of lamb chops
does not taste the same. A stack also doesn't taste the same. Okay? So I'd have to get a better example. But two things that are very similar, what? Chev and Shuman are identical.
Yes, but I'm saying that.
I see, but, okay, all right. Chev and Shuman really are, you should know, it's good to know when you learn Gemara. Chev and Shuman, people think Chev is one type of thing, and Shuman is something else. Chev and Shuman are the same thing. The name Chev and the name Shuman are halachic terms. Any fat that the Torah acid we call Chev, in fact, the Torah was not that we call Shuman. So there are parts of the animal where you peel off some fat and there's a fat underneath, which is mutter. There's, for example, on the diaphragm, there we have a kabbalah that we just peel off a layer of fat and whatever's stuck to the muscle, that's a skirt steak, that's mutter. It's the same fat. You look at it, it's exactly the same. Put in the microscope, it's the same. The issa we call chaylev, and the mutter we call Shuman. So chaylev and Shuman are not physical names, they're halachic terms. However, there are other things which are very similar in taste. And the question is, are they one min, or are they min ve'ein amina? So after Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramah is telling us, if you have things that are similar in taste, and you're not sure, should you call it min ve'mina or min ve'ein amina? There, let Shema be machria. Go according to what people call it. If people call it this or call it that, it's two different names. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. La halacha is very difficult to use because I'm not sure if you go today, we have names for everything. Every single thing, every single part of the animal has a different name. So, I don't know. If you have a rib steak and a skirt steak, is that minbe? You're going to say that's minbe and aminex, they have two different names? I don't know. I think most of us would assume that it's a similar taste. That the taste is close. A roast beef and a piece of steak, they're very close in taste. And I think we would call it min b'minay because we go basa taima. So, the price is not always a raya. And there are those that are mechalic between fatty meat. If you go back, turn back last week, the very first taz in Hilchas Taruvis. It said chelav shenisarev b'basar. There, the first taz said b'tzeirei. The word is not chalav; it's chelav. The tarba b'bisra, fats and meat have a min be'enai mina. Can't cause a behesav l'kamon simizeh b'shem ha'ogor or mashal b'shem ha'rosh. V'sevahater perakid anash. The taz held that fats and meat are min be'enai mina. The gra in aleph disagreed with the taz, but the shach in aleph made a pshara. He said, fatty meat, shposer shamein, fatty meat and fats is min b'minay. Lean meat and fats is min b'ein aminay, which is going basa taima, which is going according to the taste
of the mixture.
The gemara brings on the beis shemesh.
What?
The gemara brings this based on the beis shemesh.
Based on the base, this part, this is the same beis shemesh. If it says b'shem ogur, that's what he says. Beis shemesh.
What exactly the case that the gemara is using it for?
I mean, now it's darcha shochet. Okay. The we've learned so far, I think, four very clear cases, and this Rama. Okay, we had the three cases of the Shulchan Aruch. Min b'minai, safik is mutter, as long as you have raiv. Min b'einai minai, is a safik is aser. We had the machlaikis of Shulchan Aruch and the shach by saleik, or by royin, when it's a mixture of minai and einai minai. So that was those are the three dinim. Then we had the fourth thing, the shaila of the drabanan. A safik drabanan is lakula, and the shach was mekel on basar oif as well. And now we have the Ramah by Shema, so these, I guess, the five inyanim of Siv Beis. There's a secondary Shaila here, which the Pesachei Tshuva brings, which is a very Klaliistic question in Hilchas Basar B'Chalav. The question is the following. When I have a milch spoon, let's say spoon is a ben yayinai. I just use the spoon to mix a pot of milk that's cooking. It's 100% a milch spoon. And I wipe it off, there's no be'en on the milchika spoon. Now I take this milchika spoon and I stir my cholent. Meat, I don't even use chicken. Meat, I rice. I stir the meat. I say, oi, what did I do? Now I have to know if the shishim in the pot against the spoon. And I can't measure it. Let's say it's nishbach, I can't measure it. Is that a shayla of a deraisa basa b'chalav? Or a derabanan? Is that a shayla of a... Is that... If the taste of the milk in a blia went into the meat, is that basar b'chalav deraisa, sort of a naparati sura, or is that basar b'chalav derabana? Now this is a very difficult shaila, and I'll tell you why. In svara, we would assume it's a derabana, because basar b'chalav derech bishul osra taira. The Torah asks the things the way it's normal to cook. Not normal that if someone wants to give a milk taste into a pot, he takes a milk spoon and sticks it in for taste. In Svara, we would say that's not derech bishul, that's not the way of mixing milk and meat. However, the arayis from the Gemara that it's a deraisa. The Chavos Das, right in the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Chalav and Siman Pei Zayin, brings a raya sheinah lof tshuva from the Gemara that it's a deraisa, and he paskins that it's a din deraisa. A blia through a spoon into a pot is a deraisa. Now again, you might say big deal deraisa drabanan, who cares, it's awesome. But Sif Beis here, from here on the rest of his tarum is you should never tell me deraisa drabanan, what's the difference? There's a difference by sveikas, by nishbach. Here, if you can't measure shishim, it'll be a nafgamina if this is deraisa derabanan. So Pesachei Tshuva, Sif Katan Hay, discusses this in make sure I have the right one. It's Sif Katan Hay in the regular Prince of Shulchan Aruch in the first wide line. Vayin Sham Oy, he's quoting a crazy place. Vayin Sham Oy, Talmid Vosik Echad. Some expert Talmud, Ratzel Lechadesh, demand this for your late time, Kikir, Lav Dairaisa. If you hold up, you're not Dairaisa. Bach, be Bosa Bachalov Dairaisa, and only be Bosa Bachalov. Tam Kikir is Dairaisa. Medafke Rachman of Lashin Bishal, because the Torah used the Lashin Bishal Bosa Bachalov. That's how we know Tam Kikir Dairaisa, because when you cook, it gives taste. Im Kayesh Laimer, Hainu Dafka, Kishakir Balachalov, Tamim Mamoshes Hagadi. That's if the milk got mamish from a taste from the meat. Oh, well, tam gedi hanivlo b'kedera. But if the fleshix is absorbed in the walls of a pot, einoy kikim in atayra lasar acholav, then it should not be tam kikim d'araisa to asa the milk if it goes through a pot, or in my example, through a spoon. In parentheses, they bring gama prima gadim b'psicha luchas basa b'cholav nistapei p'zayin sham, that the prima gadim in his psicha to simipei zayin is mesupik. So go to the close parentheses. The huzal kosav, the svarazu yeshloim begam ledidad, the tamkika deraisa. Even if you hold that by all Isurim, Tam Kikar Daraisa, Makal Makai, Bebasa Bechalov, Layhave, Ela Bekabal, Kibal Tam, and Agdi Mamish. So he says, in Svara, I'm asking. It's very mistaber. Ach, Herod Loistiras Chilukzem, Mishas, Perik Elo Ivrim. But he said from the Gemara, Perik Elo Ivrim, it's not Mashma this way. So he's saying, in Svara, it should be that way. Now, once the Bliya goes into a pot or a spoon, it's an Isidur Rabbanan. But the Gemara is not Mashma that way. And we Nemon Lahalacha, L'chumra, like the Chavis Das says, that if the Bliya went through as a Keli, went through a spoon, that it's awesome. So this is the last case we have of a case of Nishpat. Yes. That's going to be Sif Gimel, and we're going to get it. If you just can't figure it out, that'll be Sif Gimel. We'll get to it next week. All right, so we've covered the first two Seifim, and it's Hashem. Rav Kahn at every shir used to cover one page in the Shulchan Aruch. That's all we knew, and we'll try to keep that pace.